to the most wonderful real estate podcast ever, the show that gives you the lowdown on how to become a successful real estate entrepreneur. With more than 30 years of experience, America's top female real estate investor Dawn is an expert in financial freedom and turning dreams into realities. Now's your chance to become a Dawnionaire with the help of Dawn. Here's to a flaming hot foreclosure market with the help of Dawn. Cheers.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the most wonderful real estate podcast ever. I am your host, Dawn Bent Twyford, America's most sought after real estate investor. I'm so excited that you're with us today because we have another episode of Inside the Minds of Today's Millionaires. And y'all are loving this session. I get so many great comments and so much great feedback from this. So I am super excited to have a guest today. His name is Jason Martin. And we are going to find out what is inside of Jason's mind. Now, the motto here at Dawnderful is people before profits. So if it resonates with you and you're new to the Dawnderful concept, you are at the right place. And this is the right time. And we're super excited. So, Jason, I want to welcome you to the show today. How are you?
I'm awesome. It's a treat to be here. Thank you for having me as a guest.
I'm so excited. I like all your, looks like, are you in Florida?
No, I'm in Washington, D.C.
We just the palm leaves on the
we just have some fun wallpaper and a fake mini cactus, and I don't know, we just like to have fun.
Well, I've got my flamingos here, so these are my sidekicks. Daisy May and Delilah.
Love it.
I had to give them names, so you know we're all pink all over the place here. So so I like to start off having drinks with Dawn. And you and I are having good old healthy water today.
Good,
so cheers to you, my friend.
Water.
I'm so excited to have you on the show.
I appreciate it. I don't drink enough water.
I know. I drink about 6 bottles of water a day. If I'm not drinking my water, I have my, this is a live enzyme kind of a tea. So I'm just all the time. I'm just so about all that. So,
six a day, I'd be peeing all night. I don't know what.
You have to slow down about 8 o'clock at night. Otherwise, okay, you pee like twice at night too.
All right.
I don't know. I just, you know, I'm in Colorado and it's dry up here. So
got it.
We have a house in Florida. And when I'm in Florida, I find that I don't drink as much water, probably because it's so humid. But up here, I'm just like all the time. All right. So what we do is we, first of all, we have everybody, we do our cheers and everybody like takes a deep breath and we like shake off whatever we got going on. And what we like for you to do, Jason, is we want you to tell us who you are and where you are now and how we can reach you. And then we're going to backtrack and ask a bunch of questions and see how you got to be where you're at today. So basically the listeners and viewers want to know, what's your deal?
Who the heck am I and why am I a guest on the show?
That's right.
What we're trying to figure out. So I just released my first book. It's called This Is Your Captain Speaking with Jason Martin. And we put that out into the world back in April. It's a living legacy for my family. And we've got some life lessons baked into the book as well. And above all else, I'm a father. I got 3 kids, twins, boy, girl twins, and a 9-year-old daughter as well. And then we got a furry 4th kid, Mr. Scooby the dog. He's our 4th kid, and, a father and a husband, an entrepreneur. I run a residential sales team here in Washington, D.C. I'm sitting in our office, right now, and, we'll sell probably 250 homes this year. What else do you want to know? I place that premium of father and husband above everything else because that is my number one priority in life. And that's why I wrote a book about it.
And I love that. This is your captain speaking. Now, you know, when I hear that, that makes me think of Star Trek.
Can I give you a quick funny story about it?
So, yes, absolutely.
So the name and families and parents will understand this out there. So we have a family minivan, right? And every time we go on a family trip, I get on the microphone like this. I go, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard the Martin Express. This is your captain speaking. Sit back, relax, enjoy the ride. If you need anything at all, this fine young lady sitting next to me, and that's usually their mom, will happily help you out. Thank you. And I get on the microphone. So I'm the captain of the Martin Express, which is our own little minivan when we go on family trips.
That is so great. Oh, I love that. It makes it fun. And it's fun for the kids too. They get in, they have a little fun with dad, and then, you know, they travel away. So tell us how to reach you, because I want to make sure that the way that we reach you is in my show notes, several different places.
Yep. So you can go to todayyouchoose.com. That'd be my preference. You can connect with me there. I had a couple people connect with me yesterday on that platform. You can buy a copy of the book there. You can see pictures of my family, learn a little bit about us. We got chapter one there for you for free. So todayyouchoose.com is my preference. You want to hit me up on Facebook, I'm out there as well. Jason Martin, I'm on Instagram. And if you really want to email me, jason@jasonmartingroup.com, feel free. And I promise I'll reply to you.
Wow, look at you. So easy to get in touch with. I love that. And you have a podcast called People, Passion, and Power.
People, Passion, Power. That's on YouTube. People, Passion, Power with Jason Martin. Yep.
Nice. Well, I'm going to make sure I watch a few of those episodes. I love the whole concept. So you are a real estate agent.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys do about 250 houses. That's a lot of houses.
That is a lot of houses. I've got a team of about 15 agents in production. We've got 3/4 full-time staff members.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a lot of production. It is a lot of units. And my role within my own organization is just to pour into those people that I'm surrounded with.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 20 years into the business. So I'm having more fun now than ever because I really get to focus on helping people understand what they want to get out of life and just kind of put that first. And I know you sync up with that. We were talking before the show and just trying to figure out things. I think a lot of people in the world put things in reverse order. They go business first, right? And I flip that and I go life first, business second. But the good news about that is my humble opinion through my own self journey is the business is going to give you everything you need to get out of it if you just work on yourself. So
bingo.
If you continue to develop as a person, trying to be the best person you can be, the benefits spread wide and far. And I promise the business might quadruple.
It might. Now, how old are you, Jason?
44.
You're just a pup.
Thank you. That makes me feel good.
I'm 62, man.
You don't look 62. You already know that answer.
I will accept that compliment. You're just a pup.
Oh, man.
Wow, well, that's awesome. So you've already been investing since you were like 24 years old.
I probably purchased my first condo when I was about 24 years old. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
See, that's so interesting because you started in your 20s when I can still remember way back in the day when I was in my 20s. And, you know, when you're in your 20s, you're 10 foot tall, you're bulletproof, you know, that's it, whatever, party, work, whatever you do. And I feel like at that age, a lot of people are still partying and running around and they're not really thinking, well, what am I going to do when I'm in my 40s? Because in your 20s, you still think that people in their 40s and 50s and 60s are really old.
Yeah, I guess so. That's right. The truth of the matter is, I don't think that I even got crystal clear I don't think I started to really get clear until I was about 37, 38 years old. So in the 20s, I had no clue.
Yeah.
And I'm still learning and I'm still growing as a person, but I certainly didn't have clarity until late 30s.
Yeah, I was in my late 30s when I finally started thinking right and thinking like really about the future. And you know, I was a single mom for a long time. And I was thinking, oh, you know, maybe it's time to get married. And you know, I need to like, you know, straighten up some of my wicked ways and think. But yeah, it took me a long time to get the clarity. And that's one of the things I love about you already, is that you are about people putting themselves and I have a thing called the five equities of life, which everyone that follows me knows is financial, spiritual, physical, mental, and family. And I am always impressing on people week in and week out, like you have to have balance and you have to take care of your whole self and not just focus on me. Because everyone's like, oh, well, when I make money, I'll do this. And when I become, I close 20 more deals, I'll do that. And it's always like when. But then sometimes like when never comes.
Yeah, I've been there. You set these goals, you chase them down, you're hungry. And then when I do that, this is gonna be an experience. And sorry, I got a fire engine going on behind me. Just give me a second there. That's truck number 13, and their station's right across from our office, which is
fun. That's fun.
So, it is fun. I've done that. When I do this, that's going to happen. And it's not fulfilling. It's not fulfilling. And I think one of the things that if I had it to do all over again, I would ask that everybody listening just be completely selfish. I actually want people to be selfish because what I mean by that is when you're trying to be the best version of yourself, yeah, when you're taking care of yourself, when you're doing the right mental exercises for yourself, who receives those benefits? It's everybody that matters most to you.
Everybody that matters to you. Exactly.
So when you are selfish, the benefits spread wide and far. And so if you can dig deep on yourself first, it's like the oxygen mask on the plane, right? They said, when this drops down, put the mask on yourself first and then take care of your kids or your wife or whoever else needs help. That's what I'm talking about. And dive into that. And then when you're going deep with that, the benefits come. And to your point of like, I'm going to do this when I do that, I spent a lot of my years
like, well, when I close five more deals, I'm doing that. When I do this, I'm doing that. I spent a lot of my year. I didn't start investing until I was 32. So I spent a lot of my years. Like, it took me until I was around 40 to stop being that way. It's like, you know what? I need to do all those things now. Cause I mean, how many times do you read about a person that worked their whole life and then they retire and like 2 weeks after they retire, they die. Just drop over dead. It's like, well, I don't want to be that person either.
Well, we're chasing the carrot, right? We're chasing our own carrot that we put out in front of ourselves, and we're just chasing it, right? Versus, why can't we just be happy today? Like, today you choose, and happiness is a choice. So can't we go there? And I'm not suggesting I got to this mental state easily, or I've been here forever. It came through failure, personal growth, and where I've been in my life. But like, today you have a choice. And we're spinning around right now
I'm gonna have you in a minute. I'm gonna have you give us three actionable tips that listeners can implement today to work towards that goal. But before we get there, I want to go back. Like Jason Martin, what was like 13, 14 year old Jason Martin? What were you doing? Where were you living?
I was in Calvert County, Maryland.
Okay. And so you've been in Maryland your whole life?
No, we grew up in Maryland, and then I went to the University of South Carolina for undergraduate, and then moved to DC, and then now we live in Virginia.
Oh, you live in Virginia. Okay. Yeah, I like Virginia.
So the DMV, I'm in Alexandria, Virginia. So yeah, when I was 13, 14, I was there's a chapter in the book. I was a dreamer as a kid. And I love dreaming. Even to this day, I'm a dreamer. So I always wanted to be a sports anchor growing up. And I chased that dream in my life. And when I graduated college, I went to WJBF in Augusta, Georgia. Got to cover the Masters in 2001. And then from there, I was the number one sports guy for a Fox station in Wilmington, North Carolina. So if you want to know who I am, I'm a self-described dreamer that chased my dream, checked that box, and then created some new dreams.
Nice. Now, were you ever working in your teens or thinking about entrepreneurship? I mean, I get the dreaming part, but were you like working, doing jobs, thinking about, were you on that path young?
Yeah, I was. Also, a chapter in the book is called The 5-Gallon Bucket. My father was a plumber here in the city, and we worked in areas in the city that, quite frankly, you don't want to go into. So when I was a young kid, younger than 13, we would go into the city, and my job was to carry the heavy 5-gallon bucket and for lack of a better word, the projects. And that's what I did, and that's how I learned my work ethic. There was no air condition. Drug dealers very much around the corner, but that's what we did, and that's how I learned work ethic as a young kid, and that sticks with me to this day. And I put that chapter in the book, and my dad told me he appreciated it the other day, so that was kind of fun.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's funny, I've been interviewing people for, I've actually had my podcast for a couple of years, and I was just, you know, doing myself on Tuesdays, and everyone's like, hey, I want to interview you, let's do a swap. So I thought, you know what, I need to interview other people and have them, you know, people probably get tired of hearing just the Dwan show every single minute of the day. So I've been interviewing people for about 3 months now, and one of the really common threads I find is that most successful people, even when they were young, 10, 12, 13, 14, they were doing some kind of work, whether it be with the parents or mowing yards or doing paper. Everybody was doing something. No one was just like, you know, playing video games day in and day out and woke up one day and they were successful. Like everybody was doing something as a kid.
Well, there's some fulfillment that comes from that. Matter of fact, my two oldest kids just this week, and they are 13. I'm starting to lose track of their age, but they are 13. And just this week, they both started their first paying job from somebody other than mom and dad. So they're gate guards at the little community pool. So, and we want to instill that in them. Yeah. And it's kind of cool. If you listen to people that are successful and you study success, and I do as well, you don't ever hear somebody say, I was given that and it felt so good. You don't hear that in the conversation. Uh-huh. What you hear in the conversation was, I earned this and that felt great. Not I was given that and that felt great. So if you think about that, that's pretty impactful. And that's why, to what you're talking about, it's not, I don't know, it's not by chance. It's people go out and earn stuff, and you got to work hard for it. You got to have a work ethic.
Yeah. See, and I feel like one of the things, and this is my personal opinion, so I feel like one of the things missing in today's society is that people don't have that really good work ethic that used to exist. Like, I was raised in Ohio. My parents were raised in Tennessee. And, like, you worked. We had a garden. We had a cow. We had chickens. We had a hog. Like, we worked all the time to have, you know, have food and canned food. And we, like, we just always did that. And, you know, and then I graduated high school in 77. So in that era, it was, like, get out of school, get married, have babies, and work in a factory. And put in your 40 years and work for the man, and, you know, which clearly didn't work for me, It was like, that was sort of my path. But everyone I know worked really hard and had that really hard, solid work ethic. And like, even right now with all the stuff that's been going on, man, you can't even find people to work for you and get jobs because everyone's living on unemployment. It's like, what happened to people?
Yeah, I probably better not get started on a conversation about why that's being that. I'll leave that for another conversation. We'll leave that. I'll set that one aside. But yeah, I think in hearing you right there, if the listeners are paying attention, you have a sense of pride with how you came to be who you are. Uh-huh. And that same sense of pride doesn't happen if it was just given to you. No. And it just doesn't. In fact, if it were just given to you, you're probably not the person you are today. So if you're raising a young family out there, or you got friends or anything like that, you gotta earn it. You gotta earn it. It feels better. It feels better.
It does feel better. It's so much better to earn or win at something than to get a participation ribbon. So that's where I'm at. Like, everyone that listens to me, they know I'm like all over here on the crazy side of everything. But it's like, like, you get a participation, like, seriously? Like, when?
Yeah.
Why are you playing if you don't want to win? It's like what you and I do. Why are we doing it if we don't want to win? If we don't want to help people, if we don't want to be the best, why are we doing it?
Well, I am open to, and you start down a path of a conversation. I'm open to different people, different approaches. So like that hardcore win mentality, I'm open to people saying, I don't have to win. I can still be successful by doing this. I'm more into the happiness realm. Like I seek happiness for people.
Yes,
and if happiness is not being the number one real estate investor in the world, that's okay too. I like self-awareness. I like understanding people. What makes them happy is what gets me really, really excited. So I love hearing you say that.
Well, I'm going to rephrase. I don't mean like you have to win everything, but it's like you have to, you can't win if you don't play.
I agree with that 100%.
So you don't have to be, I don't need to be the number one real estate investor in the entire face of the earth, but I'm not going to be anywhere if I don't play.
That's right. And people are afraid to play.
They are. My thing on my Skype, my little message says, winners never quit and quitters never win.
Yeah.
And that's it. It's like, I want to be like you. I want to make money like you. It's like, yeah, but do you want to put in the time and the effort? Do you want to put in the work? And people don't want to put in the work.
They don't, they only see the tip of the iceberg. They don't see what's below the surface, which you've done a pretty good job describing what's below the surface. And I know people know your history and the story about Denny's, and your listeners hear that, like, there's a lot of good stuff in that. And one of the things a friend of mine recently told me that stuck with me and still sticks with me is the obstacle is the way. The obstacle is the way. I'm like, let me sit on that for a second. And the more I thought about it, seems to be true. So what obstacles are you facing, and are they really just the way for you? And just aware that they are there and aware that you have to move forward. You got to go. You got to get in the game.
You got to get in the game. You have to get in the game. A friend of mine's a motivational speaker. His name is Orrin Hudson. You might know him. He, long and short of it, is he is like some crazy chess savant. And he used to be a state trooper. And through a series of events, he now works with underprivileged kids, teaches them how to play chess. And he teaches them that every move in chess is like a move in life. And he does a rap song called Get in the Game.
Oh, nice. I got to check that out.
Oh, my God. You've got to Google him. You'll see him get in the game. And the kids are going, what game? What game? It's like the game of life. It is hilarious.
I'm taking notes.
His name is Orrin Hudson. His organization is called besomeone.org. He is one of my best buddies, and his whole rap song is about that. And when you said that, it always makes me laugh because that song comes into my head.
That's awesome.
You got to Google him. He's fantastic, and he dedicates just every minute of his life to keeping kids off the streets.
That's awesome.
It's amazing. So let's just forward a little bit now. So as a teenager, you were doing the 5 gallon
5 gallon bucket. It was heavy too.
They are so heavy. Oh my gosh. So
filled with tools.
That just made me start laughing because I can remember I've carried so many 5 gallon buckets of like paint and drywall mud. It's like, oh, it's amazing. My shoulders haven't fallen off at this point. So funny. So when you're like 20, 25, so now you're a little older, you're in college. Is this where you start like, hey, I want to work for myself? Like, where did that start for you?
Once I chased my childhood dream of becoming a sports anchor, and then I got into that profession, I realized 2-3 years in that, damn it, I actually don't control my own destiny here. And that was an uncomfortable feeling for me. I just assumed I was going to chase my dream my whole life. And there's nothing wrong with that, but that it felt like to me that particular profession, and I had 5 job offers across the country when I got out of the business. Did some cool things, got to interview Michael Jordan and Arnold Palmer and Tiger Woods. I can go down a list. It's all in the book.
All of them. I am such a
all in the book.
What's that show? The Dream.
Yeah. Now you're making me forget it. I watched every episode. Don't worry.
I did
and
too.
The sound, and the soundtrack to it's off the chart, but that's too fun.
I can't think of anybody either. I watched every single one. I love him.
You're crushing me. I do too. But so what I realized in that industry was that I could be the best in the country, and it really wasn't within my control. And so I started talking to one of my best friends who was in the local area here, who I grew up with in Maryland. I was like, man, I think I just want to do something different. And he said, why don't you get into real estate? He was a loan officer. So he said, why don't you get into real estate? And I was like, well, I like people. I can't sit behind a desk for very long. And I kind of got nothing to lose. So let's go. And I didn't put a ton of thought into it. I just went for it. And then 20 years later, here we are.
There you are. See, it's interesting. So you realized at a very young age that all that great work and the job you were enjoying, but you were building somebody else's dream.
Yeah, I didn't want to not be able to control my own destiny. And I feel like real estate fully gives you that opportunity. The opportunity in real estate is so, so deep. And people skills, negotiating skills, everything you know. And it gives you, I don't know how you feel, but I feel like I could do anything. Like even write a book. I think I learned a lot of things, the confidence to write a book from the lessons I learned in real estate.
Yeah, you have. So. I've been blessed enough to write 3 bestsellers. So I'm gonna work on a new one. We'll call them Denny's the Diamonds.
I love it. I love it.
Go through like the trials and tribulations. I had a real rough road. So, but that's for another day. So I said, I want you to give us 3 actionable tips.
Mm-hmm.
And towards this path of the happiness and so someone that's listening, that's like, okay, I really don't know a lot. I don't even know Dwan or Jason that well, but these 3 things, I feel like I could implement these things in my life and start myself on a path.
Yep.
What would be 3 actionable tips that someone could implement right now if they heard them?
Okay. So right now I'm a huge fan of journaling. Start journaling and don't feel pressed that you have to journal every day. I journal once or twice a month. And just get my life out there. And it doesn't have to be, don't put too much thought into it. Just whatever comes to your heart, put it in your journal. And then you're going to look back like I did, which also led to the book. I look back 7 years and I read my own thoughts and I learned from myself. All I'm doing is learning from myself through journaling, which is kind of cool because you get to see where you are, where you've been, and how you dealt with certain things in your life, or how happy you were, or what made you happy. We can learn from ourselves. Isn't that cool?
That is really cool.
How many cells do we have that repurpose and regenerate themselves daily in our body? Why wouldn't we learn from ourselves? Why wouldn't we reinvent ourselves? The other thing is I have this dry erase board that I keep in my shower. It's called Shower Thoughts Co. is the company, Shower Thoughts Co. And I like to put like weekly goals up there. Every week I put the goals in there. I'm off right now because of the holiday. So let me be fair, but it's in my shower. Well, when I'm in my shower, I don't know how you guys do it, but I got the hot steam going. My brain's really working when I'm in the shower.
Oh, yeah.
I got a lot going on. So what I discovered is, well, that's cool. Then I get out the shower and forget half of it and don't put any of it into action. But I put the dry erase waterproof board, Shower Thoughts Co. I know the owner of the company too, by the way, it's great. And I put those in there.
Say it again, shower what?
Shower Thoughts Co.
Okay.
And you'll see it, dry erase board for the shower and you'll love it. And
I just want to make sure, make that in the show notes.
Yeah.
You know, I got to tell you something. You are the second person I've interviewed that said they have a dry erase board in their shower.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's a really good idea. Cause I have one here in my office. It's 16 feet long. It hasn't built for me. It's whatever, 5 feet tall. It's like a plywood sheet, but it's dry erase, 16 feet. That thing is full, but I love the idea of having one in the shower.
Yeah. It's, I love it too. I just started trying it and I was like, it's such a simple thing. The things I'm giving you are so simple and they can be impactful. And the third one I would say is, I am lucky enough each and every day to say, I love you to my family. And I don't take that for granted. So, I would say you love someone every day. I don't care if they're in a different country and you pick up the phone and just say, hey, I just want you to know I love you. So once a day, you got to tell somebody you love them. And I get to tell my family that every day. So I don't take that word for granted. And I'm a big fan of the love concept.
I am too. Yeah, I tell my kids, my mom, I tell everyone, my little grandbaby, I'm like, even my friends. I talk to a friend on the phone, I always say I love you before I hang up. Always. I'm a big fan. I really love this idea. So journaling is a great idea. I used to journal back in my 40s, and I don't know what happened. I got busy and I forgot. And I quit, but I did it for like a decade. And I just, but now that you said that, I'm going to go dig them out.
And read them, right?
And I can't wait.
I can't wait to see what you experience from that.
I'm going to read them. I did a lot in my 40s. I was in this phase of journal day. And I mean, I didn't miss a day. I was all in it. And then I don't know what happened. My sister got cancer. That was part of it. Sadly, she passed away. And I got real busy. She had twins. So I got real busy helping her and taking care of her kids. And I think I just got so busy with that I forgot to come back to it. But as soon as you said that, my mind was like, oh, I know exactly where my journals are. I'm going to read them today.
Oh, that's exciting. I'm anxious to talk to you
today.
After you read them. Yeah, yes. I can't wait till you tell me about it.
I will text you and tell you about it because I loved doing it. But my sister lives in Nashville. And sadly, when she got breast cancer, her twins were only 9 years old. And she didn't pass away till they were 14. So she was really sick for a long time. And that whole time I'd go like 6 weeks to Tennessee, back to Colorado, 6 weeks, just, you know, because her husband had to work and travel and the kids. And it was crazy. And I just forgot about it. Now that I'm thinking, I'm like, why did I stop? It was because of that. I'm going to be really excited to see because I'm in my 60s now. So I want to see what did I write in my 40s.
That's awesome.
I'm going to have to do a whole show about that and have you on so I can just tell you about it.
I just want to sit here and listen to you read your journal entries. That's what I want to do. So that'd be fun.
I'm so doing that.
Yeah, just pick out little pieces we can learn from you. Like, hey, that's where you were. I think that'd be great for your audience because they can see, like, where the hell were you 20 years ago? That's where you were. Yeah. And we're going to learn. You're going to learn so much from yourself and the audience will learn a ton from you.
I know exactly where they're at. A few weeks ago, I thought, you know, I should pick those back up someday. But then it was like a fleeting thought.
I love it.
See, if I had written it down in the shower.
There you go.
And I've got a big shower. We custom built our shower. So it's 8 feet wide and 5 feet long. So I've got 4 shower heads. Like I have a massive shower. And we have a giant water tank. So I take like until all the hot water runs out. I mean, it's long, 45 minutes. I'm in there. The steam's everywhere. It's like, oh, my body loves it. My sinuses love it.
Same exact thing. And I'll give you one more bonus of the shower board. Yeah. So if you got kids or your spouse, you happen to use the same shower. If you leave them little notes too, oh boy, do they read them. So it's kind of fun. So I'll like have my goals up top. So it's more impactful than just for me. So I'll have my goals up top, which think about that. My wife and my kids, most of us shower in the same bathroom. Not all of us, the older ones have their own, but they get to see what my priorities are for the week.
Yeah.
And how cool is that? And then below that, I might put a little message like, love you, Riley. Have a great day, Dad. And she absorbs it and she sees it. So like, there's a whole lot that's in that dry erase shower.
I'm gonna do that. I have I have 3 grandbabies, but the 2 girls are 5 and 6. And they love Mimi's house because I've got crazy foam and all the fun shower stuff and all the toys. But I'm going to do that and leave them little notes in there. That's so much fun.
They love it. And then you get notes back. And then you're like, oh, this is so fun. It's kind of cool.
Yeah. The 6-year-old, she's really remarkably smart. She writes like full sentences. And I'm always like, how old are you again? Because she's just, her vocabulary just astounds me on most days.
That's awesome.
But she's just like, she soaks everything in. So what is your favorite food?
I am from Maryland, so that's an easy one. Maryland blue crabs. I like Maryland blue crabs so much. It's a chapter in the book.
You know what? There's that restaurant there. I can't remember the name. I know you know it. It's right on the water somewhere. And they serve, they're really famous for the blue crabs.
There's a bunch of them in Maryland. So my favorite ones are further south that you may not, the listeners may not know. I go into like St. Mary's County for the best crabs.
I can't think of the name. So, I have some friends that live up there and we always go to that blue crab place and sit out on the water. So nice.
Oh, it's fun.
What's your favorite band of all time?
Oh man. I like the Avett Brothers a ton. It's they're pretty awesome. And I'm starting to get down with this new band too. They're called Satsang. And so I'm into those. I like Mumford and Son. I also love Lionel Richie, by the way. As much as I love Zac Brown Band, I can't be pinned down when it comes to music.
Did you say it's called Ava Brothers?
Avid Brothers. Yeah, they're out of North Carolina.
I don't know them. And whenever someone names a band I don't know, I go listen to some of their music because I'm really well versed in. I love all music of all genres from all times.
Yeah, and me too.
Hardly ever does someone name a band that I'm not familiar with. So is that more rock?
Yeah, it's kind of like, I don't know how to describe it, like a little bluegrassy, but a little rock in there, kind of like a hybrid approach. Yeah, they may not describe it that way, and I might have done a poor job describing it, but
that's okay.
They're fun.
Where's your favorite place to go? Like, do you have like a place, like your favorite place in the whole world that when you go there, everything is right with the world?
Yeah, I do. And it's Isle Mirada, Florida. It's become our favorite spot. We spent a few weeks down there in January, and that was our first time going to the Keys, and we liked it so much. We're going right back. Sleepy little key, and that's the spot I'll be spending a lot of my time. And as the years go by, I'll spend more and more time there.
So when I lived, I still have a house in Florida, but I lived in Florida since I was 19, in the Fort Lauderdale area. And on the weekends when we would want to go hang out, we always went to Isle Mirada.
Oh, you did? Oh, nice.
Always. Do they still have like that big giant Holiday Inn and the big band shell outside and all that fun stuff?
Yeah, that's all still there. Yeah.
I don't even know. I bet you I spent 100 weekends at Isle Mirada.
See, you know what I'm talking about.
I know. It's the best. It's just such a good place to go.
It's chill.
It's
very
not
chill.
All the way to the Keys. So it's not quite. Because, you know, when you live in Florida, Key West, I mean, people on the map, it's this far, but it's like a 6-hour drive.
Yeah, depending upon
the drive. Yeah, I'm right. You get that first little key, and you like settle in, you snorkel, you boat, you jet ski.
Yep, you
cook
got
out.
It. That's it. You get fresh seafood, you go snorkeling, you jump on a boat, you maybe go fishing. That's it.
It's the best. Yeah, and, you know, the people down there are just so nice.
They're from all over the walks of life. I'm always amazed when I go there. I'm like, who's working down here? No one's working. And how long do you stay here? And I'm like, you guys got some things figured out. And the funny thing is, it's they just make the decision to do it. And of course, there's the financial component to it, but like, not everybody's wealthy. That some people just. They're like, I'm just doing it. I rent an apartment here and I rent one back there in the East Coast 6 months. And one guy had an ice cream shop and like people just do it. And I'm like, I get you.
I love the vibe. Have you been to the, what's the one key where they have the, it's all the snorkeling thing. It's like a park.
Penny Camp.
Yes.
So I should have a picture in my office. They got the Statue of the Abyss, the Statue of Christ there.
Yes.
And when we were there, I was down there, got this awesome picture with that statue. And matter of fact, in 2 weeks, I'm going to be scuba diving at that statue. That's an amazing
beautiful
spot.
Place, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. An alligator reef. Oh, yes. Man, the lighthouse. Ooh,
man, that's my own heart right there. That's like one of my favorite places too. I love it. I love it.
That's my
I want to have you at the end of all the podcasts. We do the 5 life equities. And if someone's brand new, they're financial, spiritual, physical, mental, and family. And if you're not new, you know the deal. We always like to have our guests give us a life assignment, the equity, and then the homework. And we just ask everyone to do it for a week. And if it feels good, add it to your life. And if it doesn't work for you, at least you did something different for a week. So Mr. Jason, and everyone always knows, I never hear the life equity till it's assigned. I never want to know in advance because I also want to be surprised with everybody. So what is our life equity and what is our assignment?
All right, this one's so easy for me because it's just my number one priority in life. There's nothing that, it just jumps right off the page and you're not gonna be surprised. It's family. And I will, the assignment is simple. You have to give your family that's within proximity. And if you can only call them every day for a week and say, I love you. Or if they're in your house, you just got to tell them for 7 straight days with a hug and a kiss, I love you. And that's the assignment. So simple.
It is. And you know, as simple as that is, so many people don't do it.
I get it.
And when you hug someone and tell them you love them and they hug you back, it's like, oh, that gives you like that boost of dopamine and it feels good. It feels good for them. And you're just like, oh, I mean, I feel like my little grandbaby. Oh my God. They just hang on me every minute when they leave. I just feel like that piece of my heart is broken for a minute.
That's joy right there. That's joy.
All right. So tell us one more time how people reach you.
So todayyouchoose.com. Todayyouchoose.com is the landing page for the book. I'd love for you to come through there and you connect with me, drop me a note, order the book, see my family, whatever. You'll understand who I am if you just go to that page. Chapter 1 in the book is there for free. It's an easy summertime read. Won't take you more than a night or two. And a lot of the lessons we talked about here today are baked in there. And I'd love
to. And of course, I'll get my signed personal copy that says, to the most wonderful, amazing person I've ever met on the face of the earth, here's your copy.
That's absolutely right. And I might even include a copy for each flamingo behind you there.
Oh, those are my girls.
All right.
And actually, the hats are 1920s. I actually found original 1920s hats. The hats cost more than everything in my office.
they look like the hats you could either take to Mardi Gras with you or take to the Derby, one or the other.
Either or, right? Oh, that's exactly what they're there for. I'm ready for either one. So I took a bunch of notes. So what I like to do is give a summary and see if we were able to kind of get inside the mind and find out who Jason Martin is. So let me see how I did today. You do about 250 homes a year, which I love. You're 44. We find you at todayyouchoose.com. Your podcast is People, Passion, Power. I love your book. This is your captain speaking. Perfect. You were raised in Maryland. You were a dreamer as a child. You worked with your dad carrying the 5-gallon buckets, doing the plumbing, even in the hood, and probably learned how to talk to people. And you realized in your early 20s that being a sports anchor was an amazing job, but it was fulfilling somebody else's dream and you were never going to be able to control your own actual destiny. And the 3 tips that we can use to help us get on a good path is journaling. And even if it's just once a week, once a day, once a month, just writing and journaling. And the more people do it, I think the more people will love doing it. And you learn from yourself. Another tip, which I super love this tip too, is have a dry eraser board in your shower, a shower board. Write down your ideas, your notes, and leave little love notes for your kids and your family. And to say, I love you every day. You like blue crabs, Avid Brothers, and Isla Mirada, Florida. And our assignment is family, and we're going to call or say, I love you to all of our family every day for a week. Is that a good summary of Jason Martin?
I am super impressed with your note-taking ability, Duane. I am super impressed. You did a wonderful job.
Well, thank you for that. I really am interested in people. Like, I'm so interested in people. I mean, I will just meet people in the line and just say, hey, like, what's your deal? Tell me about yourself. I'm so interested in people. So I try to take good notes, and I try to honor you and your time that you spend with us, because I appreciate you taking the time out of your day. We're all busy, and I appreciate that. And I want people to kind of know who you are, and some little tidbit of something you said could be the little key that unlocks a person who's stuck somewhere and they can't figure out how to get out of it.
That's cool. So,
and that is the purpose of finding out like what's inside of your mind, because like, I mean, you know, just like for me personally, just the journaling, I know if a lot of people would do that, it would help unlock some of the places where they're stuck.
Oh man.
Having done it and forgotten and I'm going to do it again. It's like even that. So the whole goal of this episode is for someone to hear you and go, wow, that thing right there could help me.
That's cool. If it happens for you, that's amazing. And if it does, shoot me an email and let me know, or I'll even book a 15-minute call with any of your listeners, just because it's you and you're wonderful. I'll do that
wonderful.
For the listeners. So yeah, absolutely. It's wonderful.
Wonderful.
I got it. And
I can't just be wonderful. I have to be wonderful.
I got to link it together. I get it.
And we find you at todayyouchoose.com. So folks, if you're new to the show, go to dwonderful.com. I've got 4 free eBooks there. One on wholesaling, wholesaling short sales, a book I wrote with Steve Forbes called Successonomics, and a book with Dan Kennedy called Stand Apart. So you can get some free downloads. Also, I want you to go to Jason's page and opt in over there. And he and I both run podcasts, and podcasts are definitely a labor of love, and we do them for you. So I always ask to go to my page as well as his and leave us a 5-star review and write something about how awesome each one of us is, you know, independently, of course, and just let him know that you appreciate him and you appreciate me as well, because we do everything that we do to help you all have a better life, really. I mean, I'm all about helping people have freedom and a better life. That's my whole goal in life at this point.
That's a good way to live.
All right. So what are your parting words of wisdom, Mr. Jason?
I'll just share what's on my heart today. I am just full of gratitude for some reason. I woke up this morning and I just was sitting in a quiet moment myself in my backyard, and I just ripped off like 25 things I was grateful for today. And my parting words of wisdom are, try and when you start your day tomorrow, just rip off 25 things that you're grateful for. And my whole day's been good ever since. So there's something to it.
Hey, you got to spend time with me today. So
I'm grateful for that as well. I got to meet a new friend, and I'm grateful that we should do this again. I am dying to get into your journal. So let's do that.
All right, everybody. So remember, the truth is in the red letters, and we'll be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Ciao, everybody. And Jason, again, thank you so much.
It's been awesome.
Thank you for dropping by to the most wonderful real estate podcast ever, making real estate investment wonderful each and every time. Or for more information on how to make your real estate dreams a reality, keep an eye on dwonderful.com and be sure to become a member.